During our Sunday readings, we're in year A, which means through this last month, we have been reading the Gospel of Matthew and the parables in the 13th chapter of Matthew. And it happens that in the weekday lectionary, that these same parables are the parables we hear every summer during the weekdays at this time of July. So we're hearing these parables repeatedly. We had this gospel reading on Sunday, and we have it again today. And what I want to focus on this morning as we think about the gospel is what seems like a riddle, another one of these proverbs of Jesus where he says something that we say, well, I've heard that before, but what exactly does it mean? And so here, in talking with the apostles and indeed the crowd, he says, do you understand what I've said to you in parables? And they say, yes, we do. And then he goes on to say the following. Therefore, every scribe who has been trained for the kingdom of heaven is like a householder who brings out of his treasure what is new and what is old. Now, what does that mean? To say that we are to be like scribes, those who are in charge of a household, who bring out what is old and what is new. Well, let's think for a minute about the scribe. Who was the scribe? The scribe was that person in Israel who would have been, in modern language, a Bible scholar. This would have been a person who would have studied the Jewish scriptures very carefully and thoughtfully and would have been able to then teach them to the people so that they could be applied to the lives of the faithful. They were, in other words, those who unpack the Word of God. So when we think about this now in relation to the apostles, what does Jesus mean for them to be scribes? Well, just as the scribes unfolded the law of Moses, so the scribes of the New Testament would be called to unpack, to make known the word of God, the good news of the kingdom. And of course, Jesus says the scribe brings out what is old and what is new. Well, what does that mean? That the apostles would be given this particular task of taking the Old Testament, the Jewish scriptures, and bringing them forward so that people would see how they are fulfilled in the person of Jesus Christ. Saint Augustine repeatedly said the following, "The New Testament is concealed in the Old Testament, and the Old Testament is revealed by the New Testament." So indeed, every Sunday at Mass, the first reading, which is usually taken from the Old Testament, is an anticipation of the Gospel. And the lectionary has been put together particularly to make this connection available to us. And so what Jesus is wanting the apostles to discover is this reality, that there is a wonderful complementarity of the scripture, and that it will be their work, their responsibility to bring this together. Indeed, we see this in a particular way in the life of St. Paul, who after his conversion to Jesus Christ, spent years in study. And what did this scribe do? He made the connections that he had never seen before in the Jewish scriptures, which he knew so well, and said, yes, they do find fulfillment in Jesus Christ. One of the great gifts of being a pastor is when people come to a deeper appreciation of the living Word of God, a Word of God that is older than any one of us, but it becomes new in their lives as they come to recognize and see its application. Maybe some of you who are here this morning can say, I know exactly what you're talking about, where the scriptures which in some ways, at one time, we're kind of like, if you remember the old Charlie Brown shows where the adults are always kind of going, wah, 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 and you don't know what they're saying. For many people, that's perhaps how the scripture was to them until it becomes alive. And when it becomes alive, then something else happens in our lives. With Jeremiah, we discover this beautiful analogy that you and I are to be clay in the hands of the potter. And at one level, that's a beautiful thing because we're allowing God to fashion our lives. But on the other hand, it brings us into this realization that our lives are not our own, that our lives are actually given to us by God, And he might use the circumstances of our lives, things that we say, I'd rather not have these circumstances in my life, thank you very much, but here they are. And God says, I want to use these to shape and mold something that is going to be beautiful for eternity. And then this wonderful and remarkable and confusing thing we call the church, that when we come to this deeper realization of how all Scripture finds its fulfillment in Christ, we recognize that we cannot live in this world apart from his body, the church. But as we heard in the first part of today's gospel, what does it mean to be in the church? Well, as the gospel says, there's this dragnet. What was a dragnet? Well, a dragnet was a very big net. It was about 2 meters wide. It was extended between two boats, and it had a triple mesh, which resulted in the fact that as it went through the Sea of Galilee, it wouldn't only collect fish, the good fish and the bad fish, it would also collect algae, weeds, rubbish, and all sorts of stuff. That's the fishing boat that's called the church, that it drags in the good, the bad, the beautiful, the ugly. And so in this world, to be in the church is to be in this really stinky, messy fishing boat. But it is also the place where we are discovering what it means to be a community of hope. For we believe that in the end, everything old will indeed be made new. And everything that diminishes life, because it is evil, will be sorted out by Jesus Christ and the angels. So, although it wasn't in our text, in the longer version of the gospel, it says, the righteous will shine like the sun in all of our glory. My beloved brothers and sisters, may you and I be inspired to a deepening trust in the teaching of Jesus Christ, to discover evermore the treasure of revelation, which means the treasure of your life and the treasure of the church, so that we can apply the teaching of the Scripture. For you see, the pastors of the church, the bishops, the Holy Father, are the scribes that are present now, not to bring you new things, but to bring to you the unchanging truth that the Catholic Church has held for 2,000 years, the treasure of revelation. And when this happens, we discover evermore that that which is old is made new in our lives. We give thanks to God for his revelation, for his church, and for the gift of each of our lives.